Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Orioles beat the Rays last night 6-0. They're back in action against those same Tampa Bay Rays tonight. And then tomorrow afternoon's the last home game of this season. But Baltimore Baseball Night's coming up at 5:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan, live from Pickles. It's Bob Haney and our next guest. He's an Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our BBT crew. Joining us on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, it's Mike Bordick. And Bordy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So I'm curious about something because you're in a position to answer this unlike us. When you're playing out the string and you know you're not going to the playoffs, how difficult is it to stay motivated for these last couple weeks of games?
Oh, it sucks. It sucks. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's hard to stay motivated. You got to keep reminding yourself to be a pro. And really, that's what it comes down to. Because, you know, this last month just must have been so miserable for this team. Even though they played very well, they found, you know, a way to kind of get themselves going and find something to actually play for, which I think a lot of these guys are really trying to play for a spot on the team next year's roster. So digging deep, that's really what ultimately it comes down to. But it is the hardest mental challenge to think, oh, my God, I've still got, you know, a month to play. I've still got a week to play. You know, so many innings. So you really do. You start counting it down when you're out of it early.
Bordy, Tony Mantolino has had some interesting comments in his post-game presser, kind of alluding to the fact, talking about next year and the future. Could you see Mantolino getting this job? And if he does, what message does that send to the fan base?
Well, I don't know what kind of message it would send. It would be interesting if he did. I think he's got a shot because he got an MVP vote or most valuable Oriole vote.
Yeah, about that.
Definitely got a shot. But
I would have voted for you
hunch,
over him.
By the way, who voted for that? I think, hunch.
I think he's done a pretty good job, and I think he's spoken well, and the players speak well of him, especially here down the stretch. He's had some success, so it really wouldn't surprise me, because you got to find some suitors that are willing to, you know, follow suit and go pull the right way and you know, do a lot of things. So it wouldn't surprise me, really, if they did stay in-house and keep Mantolino. As a matter of fact, last week I kind of supported that.
I'm of the mindset now, Bordy, watching this team struggle to score runs consistently for as long as they have, that they can't just next year think that, okay, Basayo at first base from the left side and Mayo at first base from the right side, we'll be fine there. And we'll get 130 out of Westy. So the left side of our infield, there's heavy production there. And we can just play Kalzer every day in center field and he'll figure it out, right? With Beavers. And then you've got the platoon of O'Neill and Jackson and think they'll be okay. I think they need someone out of the first base spot who's going to hit like a proven major league first baseman because they need that production and protection for Gunner in the lineup. And I think they need a proven outfield bat who can at least give him what Laureano gave him last year. Am I crazy?
Not at all. If they're serious about winning, and if they're not, and if they want to, you know, just say we got to go with the young guys because that's what we have, and put their hopes on, you know, Mayo, who's having a really good month.
Yeah.
I mean, he's having a nice month. Is it enough to convince, you know, the manager, the general manager, Mike Elias, that, you know, he's going to be a guy you can trust at first base for 162 games next year? Doesn't make me feel all warm and fuzzy. I know that. And the same with Basayo. Just, you know, a lot of young guys, too many young guys. Absolutely. I think they need to go out and get a group of really good veteran players. Veteran, like you said, veteran outfielder, veteran infielder, those veteran bats, you know, that are used to the pressure situations, find that consistency. We saw who the better players were this year. You mentioned Laureano and O'Hearn were our best offensive players. You need those kind of veteran bats. And we've said this time and time again. You need veteran bats and young arms.
Yeah.
The Orioles kind of had it reversed for a little while.
We're talking to Mike Bordy. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Let's talk about a positive. Trevor Rogers, you mentioned Manzolino got a vote for MBO. Trevor Rogers ran away with the MBO. And just the season, it's frankly unbelievable. A guy that wasn't on the opening day roster, they brought him up for a start and then sent him back down. And now he's here. And quite frankly, he's pitched like an ace this season.
Oh, no doubt about it. It has really been an amazing baseball story. How he's turned his career, literally his career, around. Because at the end of last year, everybody was like, what a bust. What a bust trade. And then, you know, the fact that he got off to a slow start, he was hurt, he was in the minor leagues. And of course, the guys with the Marlins were doing a great job. Everything was just looking terrible. And all he did is silence every critic. I mean, my gosh, he's going to get Cy Young votes. This was as impressive a turnaround as I think I've seen in the game, to lock into that much consistency for so long and just seem so unflappable. What an incredible mindset he had. Now the question is, can he do it again next year? At least, you know, find some consistency to be one of those guys, those arms you can trust. I say yes, put a check mark by his name. I love the fact that Kramer's another horse. We're talking about Bradish coming back. Well, so the arms, there are a lot of promising things, right, in my opinion, to look forward to for next season. We just had to endure one of the hardest, most confusing, injury-riddled, organization-tested years that we've ever gone through. So let's shake it off and hope for a good off season. Because I think there are some positives to take, and Trevor Rogers is definitely the king of that.
Well, something new for next season, Bordy, the ABS challenge system.
Yeah. Oh, sucky, sucky now. Been waiting for this.
It is coming. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it was only a matter of time, you know. They put a lot of time into it, I think, in the minor leagues, tried to get it as good as they possibly could. I don't mind it because I think it's just another way to bring a situation into a kind of a lifeless game that's full of strikeouts and home runs. And, you know, more situational baseball, the better. And if this is how we get it in the 10th inning or pitch challenges, then so be it. It's just another, you know, situation that managers now have to figure out how to work when it's important in a game. They got to start looking at a scoreboard finally. So I don't mind it, and as long as the umpires are on board with it, because I think that'll challenge them to be even better, it could be a really good thing. I think it's entertaining to a point, too, and I think, you know, we're going to be sitting there watching the games thinking, oh, you got to challenge that, but strategically, does it make sense? So it could be pretty interesting.
Bordy, who you got anybody you're going to be rooting for in the postseason? Like, I've kind of adopted the Brew Crew. They've made me a lot of money this spring and summer. My guy, yeah, Quinny P, Quinn Priester, on the mound tonight. 19 straight money line wins for the Brewers in his last 19 starts. I'm just saying. I like them. I like the way they play. They're old school. They're small market. Do you have any rooting interest in the postseason? Are you pushing, pulling for anybody?
You know, I love your call on the Brewers. I cannot believe, and I'm so excited for the Indians. I mean, my gosh, what they've done over there in the
it's
Central.
Crazy.
Of course, they'll play two and barbecue like most of those teams in the Central do anyway.
Yeah.
But I think the Dodgers are getting healthy again. You know, when they started the season, I thought they were going to be undefeated, the first major league undefeated team in history. And then, of course, you know, we talk about the Orioles being bitten. Yeah, the Dodgers went out and have an incredible roster of players, and they all got hurt. So they had to find a way to keep it together. And for a long time, like many teams this year, they weren't a good team, but they're getting healthy, and it seems like potentially at the right time, the Dodgers could be back there again. So, I don't know. I think it's going to be a fun postseason. If it's anything like the regular season, we'll be scratching our heads again because, wow, what a roller coaster ride all year has been in Major League Baseball, especially for an Orioles fan. Crazy stuff.
Mike Bordick, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We always appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate you guys, too. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. By the way, the Guardians have won 9 of their last 10, while the Tigers have lost
9 of their last 11.
Yeah.
So, and like, the other guys have lost 10 of them.
Yeah. It's absolutely incredible.
The Guardians are 35 and like 14 in the division. That's the difference.
By the way, I'm curious. Beltway Ben, are you buying the Brewers?
Oh, God.
Why
are you poking the bear? Now he's awake.
If he was
dozing back behind that glass before, he's awake now.
I'm just curious.
His favorite punching bags.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I call it how I see it. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a fraudulent team. We'll see it in the playoffs.
I hope they'll still show the real hand. On the other side. They're going to win at least one series.
Just wait.
They're going to win at least one series.
Like now we're backtracking. For a while, he's saying, oh, they're going to win the World Series.
No, no. I had them to win 100 games. Yeah. I had them to win the division.
And then you told me there's no one else in the NL. They're going to go to the World Series.
You could fade them.
I will.
You could fade them.
I think
he already has.
He's on the Cubs. That's why he's salty about all this.
No, I'm not salty.
You got brainwashed by their fast start.
What? Don't talk about being brainwashed over there. You jump on a million different things. I don't want to hear that.
I'm brainwashed by a million different things.
Man. That sounds about right. Thank you, Ben.
No, he's trying to say I jumped on a quick start. That's not what happened at all.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Best team in baseball, and they'll hold off the Phillies.
Yeah. No, Phillies are
and they'll have home field.
Yeah.
And they'll have my guys, D.L. Hall, Tobias Myers in the bullpen.
Yeah, Tobias Myers. Look at Tobias Myers last night. Yeah.
They threw him in the jump,
dude, and he got shelled.
Tobias Myers been on four teams since
he was traded. And Tobias Myers, you can't lose. And Freddie P.
Yeah.
Can't lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
No, they only
every playoffs they lose, and then I guess they just don't do it.
This year's different.
It must be.
Yeah.
I want to hear Ben and Jason.
Yeah.
Watch the show.
Watch the show.
Noon every day at WannaBet with us. YouTube.com/@WannaBet with us.
And according to him, I'm just jumping on every early start. But he doesn't at all.
I didn't say that.
Hey, coming up next, we're jumping on this ABS
Spotify
challenge system, and now Major League Baseball has
jump
as well.
On that.
What do we think about the fact that the ABS system is now here for baseball next season?
We love it.
We'll tell you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, I look, the one that I would like to get to next is the automated ball strike system. I think that, you know, the consistency that this system would produce in terms of calling balls and strike, the additional consistency, I think will be helpful in terms of player performance. If you know where the pitch is going to be and there's real consistency to it, only the consistency the technology can produce, I think that's a good thing for the game. And I think particularly in high leverage situations, fans deserve to see a system where a bad call can be corrected.
So that's Rob Manfred, Commissioner of Major League Baseball, making the announcement that ABS challenge system, which has been in the minors for a while, this has been one of Jason's pet peeves, that they've got the technology in the minors, not using in the majors. Well, guess what? Starting next year, this will be in the majors. Each team will start with two challenges apiece. If you get them right, you keep your challenge, and you will get extra challenges and extra innings. And this will be in the playoffs and at every stadium. So how are you feeling about this?
Well, but wouldn't it would really be, how major league would it be where it's only in certain markets.
We can't use it in Sacramento or
yeah, only like Chicago. If your payroll is above $200 million, yes, then we put it in your stadium.
Yes.
I hate agreeing with that guy, but I have to agree with everything he said. Now, this is years too late. But we don't have to hear about baloney about what the umpires union would think of this or that or the other. It has been absolutely ludicrous that I could go to an International League game and see in real time things adjudicated at a level markedly above the MLB level. That's shameful that that's been going on. And it won't go on too much longer. I wish they could jerry-rig this in time for the playoffs because, it's the biggest games of the year and we have the technology and we're not using it. I'm completely and utterly here for it.
It's just the biggest no-brainer thing ever. And anyone that watches sports wants to see the correct call. And now you have the ability to challenge it. And especially with a lot of these guys in the majors now, they already are used to it from the minors. And I know they implemented it this year at a lot of spring training sites as well.
You've seen this in action. For fans that haven't,
explain to them. Didn't they do it in the All-Star game?
Yeah, but maybe they didn't watch the All-Star game. Just explain to people how easy this system is.
The catcher or the hitter motions to the ump that they want that last pitch reviewed. It's every pitch in real time is being reviewed by the system. So all they do is put the system on the scoreboard and everybody sees for themselves, including the ump, whether it was a ball or strike, just like the stat cast you would see on your phone. And that's it. It's over. We move on.
It's not something that drags out the game or anything. It's
30
it's
seconds. Instant.
Exactly.
So we're all in favor of that. Can I ask you guys a question? Because I've been thinking about this a lot lately.
Okay.
Because there's mooks and shills out there talking about the great job Manzolino's done and how they're like five games over 500 since he took over.
Which is a great
record.
So
let me ask you this. So the Cleveland Guardians have one of their starting pitchers, Luis Ortiz, ripped out of their rotation for gambling.
Yes.
Then they have their closer.
Same thing.
The best closer, top five closer in baseball.
Yes.
And it happens to him. And they sell at the deadline.
Yes.
And there's like two guys on that team with an OPS above the league average.
Mm-hmm. They jerry-rig their
bullpen every year from year to year with a bunch of internal arms who actually can get people out.
Yes.
And they traded Bieber, right? They get Bieber back from surgery. They trade him. They took a chance on Means. He hasn't thrown a pitch for him. And they got a chance to win their division. The Miami Marlins have not been eliminated from playoff contention yet. They've been selling forever. We give him Kyle Stowers. He's got a 9 OPS. They lose him to an oblique injury the last 2 months of the season, and they're not mathematically eliminated. And yet this team isn't even going to flirt with 500. And there's people saying that what's going on in there is special. Now, they're getting unbelievable pitching, right?
Yes.
You got one guy with a 1.3 ERA. Nobody scored off of Bradish since he's come back. Nobody scored off of Wells.
Yep.
And you're going to finish last place in your division
because they can't score any runs. They can't hit.
I'm just saying, like, because we get too caught up in the insular word of Baltimore, especially people in the media here. Go look at what's happening. There are horse bleep teams that are going to make the playoffs. It's completely and utterly watered down.
Yep.
And these guys aren't within a country mile. And there's people pretending that the lack of player development and things shouldn't be absolute disclaimers for a reboot. Like, why couldn't... You're telling me the Guardians have... If this core exists... It doesn't exist. If this core exists, you're telling me the Guardians have more talent than the Orioles?
They have Jose Ramirez, who's a dude, and they don't have a dude.
That's all they've got.
Yeah.
They cut Santana. They don't want to pay him anymore.
Yeah.
Right? They traded the second baseman before the season started, and they traded the first baseman before the season started. Yes.
I would say this. I think both things can be true. Do I think what Mancino has done is special? No, absolutely not. And of course, what's
going on? So I want him to be the Marlins. I'm too much of an ass for this bunch of cowards in the warehouse to give me a team that could be the Marlins.
Sure, it's not special, but I will say they have a better record at this point than I thought they would have when Mancino took over. That's what I'm saying.
I
think he should get the job?
That doesn't make this good.
I'm not saying he should get the job.
They're 6-0 against the White Sox and 500 against everybody else. I mean that we're selling that now. Like that. This is how little they think of you as people who pay real money to go to this. Like, there's people willing to peddle to you that this isn't abject failure. Look at what the Marlins are doing. We don't even get that.
Well, we did that Friday. What the message it would send, and the message would be, hey, we're going to run it back with the same group. We had horrific injury luck. These guys are going to be healthy. The
baseball
young guys are going to take the next step, and that's the message that you're sending if you keep
messaging. Just for the record, I am not on board with bringing Tony Manziel. I want a real manager.
Go look at the Pirates' record since they fired Derek Shelton. It's pretty similar to Manzolino. Nobody would be a Jamoke enough in Pittsburgh to try to tell you that everything's okay there. And hey, we've been drafting in the top five too, and we'll just call a couple guys up, and that Connor Griffin kid will be there by the middle of the season, and we'll be okay because they've been losing forever, and nobody would stomach that. How is that? How are people willing to peddle that around here?
By the
shameful.
Way, we have to step out, and we're not getting back to the Ravens in a minute, so I do have to give you some breaking news. The Ravens officially announced they're signing defensive tackle Taven Bryan and Josh Tupou, who has been on this roster for a while, because not only is Nnamdi Matabike in this nebulous Wednesday coming
those,
back.
You know what? Those are sunglasses at night moves. Those are power moves. Sunglasses at night.
Travis Jones missed a lot of time on Monday night. He's dealing with something. He might not be on the practice field when they're out there today. So they brought in two defensive tackles.
Isaiah Pacheco, I formation under center. Andy Reid's not stupid.
Coming up next, college football's been wild and wacky. How about best bets from the world of college football with our guy Tim Murray from Visa next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We are working on getting our buddy Tim Murray from VSiN on the program. There's a lot of stuff to talk about in college football. And joining us now here on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline from VSiN, it's Tim Murray. And Tim, thank you as always for your time. Let's start here, shall we? So John Mateer is the betting favorite for the Heisman Trophy. He's now going to miss time after having surgery on his hand. A, how does that affect his Heisman chances? And B, how does that affect Oklahoma's playoff chances?
Well, we'll start with the Heisman chances. It massively affects it, and we don't know when he's going to be back. Conflicting reports out there, but he's going to miss the Texas game. I think that's pretty safe to say at this point, and he's probably going to miss the South Carolina game. And if you're just looking at DraftKings right now, he went from around 7-1 to win the Heisman Trophy. He's now 80-1 to win the Heisman Trophy. So it's a massive change for this Oklahoma, for John Mateer. And it's certainly a bad break for him, pun intended, as he breaks a bone in his throwing hand. And then, you know, for anyone who had tickets on John Mateer to win the Heisman Trophy, certainly is a rough go of it. You know, as for Oklahoma to make the playoff, Ken, I mean, obviously it doesn't help. They still are right now plus 125 to make the playoff. So if you think this team is going to fall apart here, you could certainly hit the no on that and have them to miss the playoff. I'm conflicted on what to do with Oklahoma here as a team because they have a bye week this week, then they have Kent State, which is essentially a bye week next week, and then it's Texas at South Carolina, and then the schedule just doesn't let up for Oklahoma as you look at after Red River, I mentioned at South Carolina, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Alabama, Missouri, LSU. So the remaining, how many games is that? 8 games. 6 of them are against ranked teams, and one of them's on the road at Williams-Brice, which I think will be a challenging environment. So it's an uphill battle for sure, but I'll say this, their defense is awesome. It is so good. It's so deep. I wouldn't be stunned if this Oklahoma team through that gauntlet still finds a way to make it into the playoffs. So I'm not racing to play a no just yet, but certainly Michael Hawkins is a guy that we're going to have to see a little bit more from this year than we saw last year. Very athletic quarterback, put up some decent numbers running the football, but not a very prolific passer. So we'll see how he does in that offense. But yeah, to sum it up, it's just a brutal blow for Oklahoma, but unfortunately, it's kind of the nature of the beast when you've got a quarterback who runs as much as he does, but it looks like the injury might have actually happened on a passing play when he was hit throwing the football. So it's just all in all, to be honest, to sum it up, it stinks because he's a really good football player, and Oklahoma looks like a very good football team, and he's going to be out here for about a month.
Well, Tim, it's a great slate of games on Saturday, but let's start with Georgia, Alabama, and both of them were on bye last week. Alabama blew out Wisconsin in their last game, and Georgia won a crazy one at Tennessee. Yeah. The Bulldogs are favored by 3.5 points. Are you on a side in that game?
So you've actually seen a little bit more Alabama money come into the market here. So this is down to 3. There are a couple 2.5s out there, mostly 3, though, across the board, Tim. I am not on a side. I will say I did, I do have a vesting interest in Alabama preseason. I bet them to make the playoff. I put them in a cross-sport parlay with the Bills to win the division, which I think is like minus a billion now. The Bills are going to win the AFC East. But unfortunately, Alabama might not help me out and get to the playoffs. So this is a massive game for me personally. So I have not bet it yet. I actually lean a little bit towards Alabama here. It's not a very strong gut feel. You are playing between the hedges. Georgia has a massive home field advantage. I still like this Alabama defense. And, you know, what's interesting, guys, you know, kind of a little bit comparing it to what we saw with Utah and Texas Tech last week, where you see this poor performance week one at Florida State, and then we don't know what Florida State is yet. And that's what's kind of perplexing right now about Alabama, is that Florida State, since they played and beat Alabama, they played East Texas A&M, a bye week, and then they played Kent State. So they've basically played no one. I do think Florida State, wink, wink, will have their hands full on Friday, for sure, in Charlottesville in a potential look-ahead spot. But I'm going to inch on Alabama here, trusting in that defense that I was expecting to big things from, did not play all that well in week one. Obviously a tough environment for Ty Simpson, but I would lean Bama plus the points in this one.
There are some people out there in the gambling community who, I mean, some I respect, some I just keep an eye on, who seem to be making the case for James Franklin to be able to handle an Oregon team, and they're saying, well, Oregon doesn't return that many players, and, you know, it's tough, right? It's tough to travel. Right? You look at the Big Ten teams when they go west to east.
White out.
What happened? Yeah, white out. I'm not on this game. If I get on it, I got a feeling I'm getting on it, Oregon money line. But how do you size this up?
So initially, JLC, I took a position on Oregon. And right now, I think I might get off the position. Not that I'm racing to play Penn State. It just feels like, if not now, when? Like, this is so perfectly set up for Penn State. They had three preseason games, because that's what they were. They mm-hmm. were preseason games against whatever teams they played. I know there was a bad beat, you know, 2 weeks ago at the Villanova catch as the time expired there. But they set this set schedule up so perfectly for this game. You got the bye week, the conference gave them the night game instead of playing in Big Noon. So they got everything here. My buddy Brett Ciancia, who does Pick Six Previews, he was just on the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast about an hour ago. He pointed out that 15-6-1 ATS for Penn State in these whiteout situations. I've been to a whiteout 18 years ago. It is terrifying if you're an opposing team. That all being said, as Ken can speak to, this Oregon team is better than I expected.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. They have really played well. Now, this is going to be Dante Moore's first real challenge. I know he started some games at UCLA, but this is a unique situation there. I'll just say this, and I'm not on the game yet. Like I said, I would probably lean a little bit Oregon, but I'm not on the game yet. There's an old belief in Vegas. If the number's 3.5, it kind of goes against our minds here. If the number's 3.5, it means the favorite's the right side. The number's 2.5, it means the dog's the right side. Why is that? And once again, it's not 100%. But if the number's 3, it means sharp guy's going to bump that up to 3.5. If the number's 3, guys are going to take the 3 down to 2.5. So it is interesting to me that you've seen it just kind of hang out mm-hmm. at 3.5, hasn't budged off of that. Now we could get late week steam. That's certainly a possibility. But yeah, I just can't wait to watch that game. I think it's going to be incredible. The atmosphere is going to be amazing. I do want to see a lot from these two particular teams. And look, big game James, he's got to get it done here. What is he, 1-19, I believe, all time against top 10 teams. So this is a big spot for him.
Tim Murray, before I let you go, we're going to be talking Terps next. I'm just curious, after their win against Wisconsin, are you buying the Terps?
Yeah, man. Look, what did I say about preseason? What did I say the spot of the year was going to be? Next week, baby. Why? Because Washington might beat Ohio State on Saturday. I really believe it. I love this Washington team.
Wow.
I think Damon Williams at 60-1 to win Heisman Trophy is not getting talked about enough. Look at his numbers. Now, granted, haven't really played anybody. Colorado State, Cal Poly, beat up on a terrible Washington State team. That game on Saturday, because as Tim mentioned, Saturday's amazing. Like, there are games everywhere. And a game that is completely being overlooked is Washington and Ohio State. Ohio State's the real deal defensively, but you got this weird travel situation. You're going out to Seattle. I really like this Washington team. And then, let's say they do the unforeseen and they pull off the upset. Then they got to travel to Maryland next week, baby. I wish that was a noon game. That would be great for the old body clock. But heck yeah.
3:30.
Heck yeah, I'm buying Maryland. And win total's up to 6.5 now. So with what? UCLA still on the schedule, with Rutgers on the schedule. This is a preseason win total of 4.5 mm-hmm. after a disaster last year. You go to Wisconsin, you essentially end the Fickell era, and you're going to hopefully get to a bowl game this year. So I think that's got to be a win for this program and to be in that spot. So before I go, I'll give you, because JLC always loves my weird ones.
Thursday? Or are we going weirder than that?
Well, we're going to go a little.
I like Army plus 7.5.
We're going to go Northern Illinois on Saturday. E plus. Give me the Huskies. They let me down last week down in Stark Vegas. They were down 4 at the half, couldn't get the cover of 22, but I think they beat San Diego State. San Diego State gets a huge win last Saturday night. They traveled to DeKalb, weird spot there. I think Northern Illinois is a short home dog, wins this game. And like I said, if you're Florida State, be careful. Next week, I know everyone's going to be talking about it. Next week, Florida State, Miami, right? Ooh, that's huge. This is, finally, we get it. The Battle of Florida, top 10 matchup. This is a capable Virginia bunch. I think the Wahoo Wah Nation is going to be pretty competitive on Friday night. So it reminds me a little bit of 1995. Remember this? Thursday night, unbeatable Florida State walks into Charlottesville, gets knocked off. UVA's rocking the throwbacks. I think this is a challenging spot for the Seminoles on Friday night. So I'll take the touchdown with the home dog on Friday night.
Tim Murray, let the people know what's going on at VSiN.
Yeah, you can catch the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast 3 days a week, wherever you get your podcasts, as well as on YouTube, youtube.com/collegefootballbettingpodcast. And then Saturdays on Masson 2. Hopefully we get back to Masson after the baseball season. But right now, Masson 2, catch the college football tailgate show. We're also on XM channel 158.
Tim Murray, always great, man. Thanks, buddy. We'll chat next week.
All right, boys, enjoy the weekend.
Coming up next, I teased it, we're going to talk some Terps. We'll hear from Coach Mike Locksley, who joined us earlier in the week. Are we buying this Maryland bunch? They have a bye, then they host Washington next week. You can hear that game at 3:30 start next Saturday here on 105.7 The Fan. But Terps, we buy, and we'll tell you next.
It's really important that we do manage some of the early success we have, but I can tell you that we show them every time, every game, there's a bunch of things to get cleaned up with this team. And so as long as we focus on the technical, the fundamental development piece, I think it's easy to keep them locked in on doing things and approaching it with the same intentionality.
Maryland head football coach Mike Locksley talks about the importance of the guys managing success the right way and staying humble. After their win in Wisconsin, they are 4-0. If memory serves, their preseason Vegas win over-under was 4.5. So as Tim Murray just pointed out last segment, with UCLA on the schedule, that looks like they're going to, at the very least, eclipse that, because that's a dumpster fire. But are you starting to believe in Maryland after what we saw last Saturday?
I mean, that I know at the end of the day that ends up being a blowout, and Malik's 62-yard, whatever it was, a knockout punch had a lot to do with that. But the way they went into that half and with some of the penalties that they committed in the first half to keep it from being even more of a blowout, it still had the air to me of a game that Terps team that the Terps just might blow.
Yeah.
Especially with the quarterback years past, being they that lose it. Inexperienced yeah. and in his first road game ever. And for them to have continued to dominate the line of scrimmage, even with a slow start offensively the second half, still being able to deliver knockout blows and those explosives from midfield to really kind of seize the moment, and then just to continue to smother them with their defensive line and special teams to contribute as much as they did. Like, it is different. When you have a quarterback like that, it changes your entire view of yourself as a team. It changes what could seem possible and what doesn't seem possible. And we obviously know Malik is just starting to scratch the surface. So, like, I mean, Washington's a good team. I don't know that. I don't know if they're going to beat Ohio State. Like, I don't know that I'm with Tim Murray there. I don't know if they're that caliber of team. But regardless, they've had some big games lately that they've had to be up for, emotional highs, rivalry games. And so they probably are overlooking Maryland, and that is extreme travel. And the Terps will be coming off a bye. So if they're able to run the football, which has gotten better but has also been a struggle against teams that it shouldn't have been a struggle against, and if they avoid the kind of ridiculous penalties that they face, the unnecessary roughness and the 15-yarders, yeah, I think they can make life uncomfortable for Washington. And you've got to respect this quarterback now. In a way, Leah wasn't pushing the ball downfield like this guy. Like, they haven't had something like this in a long, long time.
Yeah, I think that game against Wisconsin has to give you a ton of confidence, right? Because that was a spot in years past. How many times have we seen the Terps start 2-0, 3-0, and then conference play comes, and then boom, they get their doors blown off. And it was so impressive because with Malik in his first road game, we didn't see that freshman mistake. We didn't see the horrible interception. We didn't see the horrible fumble trying to do too much. And I thought Mike Locksley, when he joined us earlier this week, made a great point on that drive that ended up being the knockout blow to go up 27-10. He had the confidence in a true freshman to throw the ball on first and 10 at your own 1 yard line. You get the 10 yard completion, then boom, you're moving at that point. And this wasn't a situation where the Terps ran wild or anything. Like Malik Washington and the defense, there's plenty of credit to go around, but Malik Washington was a huge reason they won that game.
I'm curious, Beltway Ben, like, cause you've been a big Terp guy forever. So are you buying into this?
It's tough. According to some people, I mean, I got brainwashed by the Cubs, right? I get brainwashed by some early runs, but
yes. We've established that earlier. Yes. Sorry.
You, not me, thought the Cubs were a better team than the Brewers, and you thought
but
the Brewers were
fugazi. But when you get brainwashed by Malmo and the Brewers, it's fine, but I get brainwashed by the Cubs.
Yeah, Malmo.
Brewers have done nothing but cash for me. Yeah. But how many losing Brewers bets have I had?
How many losing Cubs tickets have I had?
Well, you're going to get the futures are going to lose. are going to lose.
Let's not derail the segment. Sorry. Terps.
That's Malmo.
Terps.
That's my mistake. He kind of brainwashed by the Cubs, so, yeah. But Malmo's okay.
Yes, yes.
All right, whatever. No, I'm buying the Terps a little bit. But like in a serious point to the last thing, like I've done this before where the first few games are good. I don't usually do it after the first Big Ten game, though, because usually it doesn't go like that. Now, this is a down Wisconsin team, but it was on the road. We did see Malik continue to show up, and as Tim mentioned, he didn't make that mistake. Now, we saw it against Northern Illinois near the goal line. He puts the ball on the ground, gives the ball away, but you're going to have that occasionally with him. But we also saw him make a number of big-time throws, especially the one to put the game away. We see them getting a lot out of a wide receiver core that nobody really expected when you lose Ty Felton, who was one of the best wide receivers in the Big Ten last year. So the youth on the defense is really playing well, and it sucks to me in today's day and age, and I'm already thinking, how are they going to keep that guy around next year? But they are showing very well right now, and you just have to hope it continues.
Maryland off this weekend. They host Washington next Saturday. It's a 3:30 start. You can hear it right here on 105.7 The Fan. But coming up next, we had not enough bone in this segment, so let's do a little bounce back, fall back. Coming up next, he hosts, we answer questions next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.